Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So the wireless headphones I got to listen to our show are a little tinny.
Right. Tinny? The audio quality?
You know, the earbud.
They're not made of aluminum, are they?
Well, I mean, are there?
Bought you wireless headphones for Christmas or a birthday present, I think. Well, I think 2 years ago. I'm almost 100% positive I did that.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They were like top of the line, almost. I think not. They're pretty expensive.
No expense was spared.
Were they these kind of headphones or were they the Buds?
No, they were the Buds, but the fidelity. I remember. I love the fidelity so much. I said Mike would like this for his walks.
Oh, wireless?
Yes.
Hmm. I remember that too.
Yeah.
Because you're hard to shop for.
I'll ask Carlo the finder.
It's probably under your desk right now.
Don't go the I'm hard to shop for route, okay?
I think we talk about this.
We have. And yes. I mean, I don't mean that as anything that is a slight against you.
You're all hard to shop for.
When you moved to Florida, you were power walking on a regular basis.
Right.
And I remember you had said.
And your hearing was better then.
And Mike, you bought me wireless headphones as well after the fact.
You bought the speakers for up in Maine. That
yes,
I got.
That was Christmas this past
this
year.
This was the that, same Christmas that you
Sonos,
got me.
Sonos, right?
Sonos. Spare no expense, Mike.
It was the same Christmas that you got me the Bluetooth speaker for my phone that I still have and still love. The UE Boom.
I'll track down those headphones. You got me wireless headphones?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll look for them.
It's been 2 years.
I spent $19 on the ones I got. And
it's been 2 years,
like
Mike. Your birthday's coming up. And Christmas, so maybe not spend any more money.
Hold it. I mean, it's only May. Birthday season hasn't started, has it?
But no, it's over.
We don't do birthdays anymore.
Oh, bah humbug, it's over. You got to buy them yourself. Good luck.
That's it. Got to buy them myself.
But we could do a Kickstarter. We could do a Kickstarter for your headphones.
Can we start the show, please? Can we start the show? I thought you were going to give me a quiz.
I can give you a quiz or we can talk about Cinco de Mayo, but just because.
Whatever way. I'll do whatever the hell you want me to do, Rob. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Just use them like a toilet bowl.
All right, then let's.
All I know. Oh, can I just say this?
Yeah.
Stop the music for a second.
Stop the music. Stop the music.
I'm sorry, but I got an email and I don't recognize it and They sell a 4.9 million volt stun gun.
Mm. How many volts?
4.9 million.
That's too many. That's too many volts.
Too many that'll milliamps.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes. I digress.
All right.
I'll stop.
Close your email, Mike. Let's play the game.
Let's do it. Civil War quiz.
Yes. I want to see how Mike does work. Because, you know, you come from Civil War property. You lived in the midst of it. I still do.
I lived on Ulysses S. Grant Avenue, which was very close to Robert E. Lee Highway.
Yeah.
That's true.
And near the battlefield. I would say less than 2 miles away from the battlefield.
Easily less than two miles away from the battlefield.
And I live in Leesburg, right where the Battle of Ball's Bluff was. As a matter of fact, my kids went to Ball's Bluff Elementary School.
Yes, they
did. By the way, the Battle of Ball's Bluff, for those of you that don't know, it was when Colonel Spanky McFarland was actually in the middle of this cornfield, and he dropped his pants, and he said, "Hey, Union soldiers, you got these balls?" And he had big, giant, hairy balls, and he showed them to the Union, and they said, "My God, if he's got balls that big, he'll be hard to fight." And they turned tail and ran from Ball's Bluff.
Sure.
And then after the fact, he didn't tell them that he was actually using tennis balls.
Yes.
He was actually using tennis balls.
And
he was stuffing.
Yes. So Colonel McFarland's balls were not really his balls. It was known forever as Ball's Bluff. And then after the Civil War, they all went with their aluminum rackets and played some tennis.
Mike, I actually used to fly my drone at the battlefield just because it was FAA regulated, but you could fly over that area, right?
Sure. And when you used to work at the joint there, or where the Big O and Duke's place is.
Yes, the bunker.
The bunker's like a quarter mile from
I could walk down to the battlefield, but the question I had for you gentlemen.
Hey, let's go digging for bullets.
How long before they actually develop that space? Because it feels like they've done everything
they
else around
time.
It.
They try all the time.
Right?
They desperately
build
want
another
the developers,
lane or two.
The developers want it so badly, and they fight it, and they'll get it built.
Yeah, and the reason I say that is because it really is up to the edge. Packed with buildings, right? Mm. And it's almost like they surrounded them.
They're dying to get it developed.
Yeah,
they're dying to get it developed. Northern Virginia is incredible. I mean, that is
the best, right?
The best.
Yeah, it's the best. It's Happy Town. I'm ready for my quiz now.
Yeah, all right, let us start with this first question.
All right.
The USS Monitor, a ship in the Civil War.
Oh, I remember
that. The USS Monitor sank during a storm off the coast of Cape Hatteras, Cape Henry, Cape Charles, or Cape Fear?
Ooh, Cape Fear. Question. Cape Hatteras.
Mike? Oscar? Cape Hatteras is the correct answer.
Oscar is taking the lead.
Yes. Thank you.
On the Civil War quiz.
Of course, he had to learn American history to get his green card.
I've been to Cape Hatteras. That's why I know the monitor's there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You go.
Is it in pieces or is it just a monitor?
Oh, no. Some old-timer said something. I said, all right, man, let's go to the dunes.
No, it's there's an island there, and they've got SunTrust. They've got Bank of America. They've got the People's Bank. It's the Outer Banks.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Lots of money.
Thank you.
Closed Sundays. Abraham Lincoln loved live theater, Mike. Did you know this? This is true. Yeah. What was the name of the theater? I'm sorry. What was the name of the play he was attending at Ford's Theater when he was shot?
That is easy. Cats.
Oh, let me give you the choices. Still Waters Run Deep, Our American Cousin, Julius Caesar, or The Marble Heart?
Our American Cousin.
Oscar.
Julius Caesar.
The answer is Our American Cousin.
Thank you.
Tie game.
Yes.
Tie game.
Thank you.
And did you know that Booth knew the show so well that he shot him on a laugh line so the gun wouldn't be heard so plainly in the audience?
That's it. That's right.
All right. Everyone's heard of Stonewall Jackson. Everybody has.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
But what was
great
the
high school.
What is the name of Richard Ewell's Civil War nickname? What was Richard Ewell's Civil War nickname? And I have the guesses here.
Please.
The choices. Granny Ewell, Braveheart, Old Bald Head, or Lionheart?
Oh, wow.
Old Bald Head.
Granny Ewell.
Mike O'Mara takes the lead.
Did it.
Old Bald Head.
Thank you.
Great answer. Good guy. I love bald people.
Actually, but that was the second one. The first one was Shirley. His first nickname was Shirley. Yes, Oscar? Did you?
I just didn't know you were such a Civil War buff.
I studied the Civil War American University.
Did you take a Civil War centric history class?
I did indeed.
Oh, nice. Which side were you on?
I think it was a Monday nighter. It was a Monday nighter.
Oh, the worst.
Snooze fest.
I didn't retain a lot of what I was taught there. It'd be kind of like,
how was your weekend?
Yeah.
We had comm law on Monday nights at 7 o'clock, and because it was a
communications law.
Yes, you will be fine and for no reason at all.
And there was a pretty long break between the first and second part, and we were right by a pizza place called Piccola's that had pitchers.
Spicoli's?
Piccola's.
Oh,
and so we had just enough time to go
Piccola
during the break to run out and kill about a pitcher of beer each and then go back to comm law. One time I was asked to remove myself.
Really?
The professor
they
said,
kicked you out
you're
of the
so hammer.
It was big. It was a lecture hall, but I think my
Such
seat
a ham.
Was probably at the orchestra level, not the mezzanine. And the professor said, "This is not entertaining enough to merit such laughter. Please remove yourself."
Yeah, okay.
You were just doing your big, like,
he was doing a shtick.
Something struck me funny, but I was really.
FCC fines.
I hadn't experienced them firsthand yet.
What did you ultimately get in the class?
Got an A.
Yeah.
Were you freaked out when they kicked you out?
No, because I was drunk. I was probably worried the next day, but. Yeah. And also,
did you go to your professor after? Because you don't like conflict. Did you go
of course not, because he didn't know me from anybody.
Okay.
It was a huge class. I remember
did you
one
wear
time.
Disguise the next time you went in?
I wore Groucho nose and glasses with the mustache. I said, "Do you have strawberry donuts?"
That's the most amazing textbook I've ever seen.
All right. South Carolina was the first state to secede from the Union. What was the second state to secede from the Union? Georgia? Mississippi, Florida, or Alabama?
Oh, God, I know this.
The second state to secede.
Mississippi.
Oscar.
I'm going to go Florida.
Mike O'Mara with a commanding lead.
Oh,
thank you.
Man.
Thank you very much.
But see, I watched Mississippi Burning, the movie.
Sure.
So I didn't think that they would be the second to go.
The thing about Florida is they are not back in the Union yet.
They're not?
No, they've seceded, and I think there's still some paperwork or something. So they're not back
Gene Hackman made them do it.
Now,
Mississippi Burning.
Winfield Scott, I'm sorry, Winfield Scott's plan to blockade the South acquired a snaky nickname. This is how they shut off shipping in the South.
Oh, nice.
Was it called the Rattlesnake Plan, the Anaconda Plan, the Python Plan, or the Viper Plan?
Ooh. Mike, I'll let you go first.
Oh, you want to go? Okay. Anaconda Plan.
All right.
Python.
Mike! You Damn. Know your history.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Look at this guy.
Very, very, very cool.
And didn't get the first one, though.
Mike, we should do a Civil War podcast.
Yeah. Do I look like Big Shooter to you? Okay. It's not going to happen. Thank you.
And besides his uniforms at the cleaners.
Yes.
All right. The Union referred to the first big battle in the East as the First Battle of Bull Run. What did the Confederates call this battle? Different versions of history. Did they call it Ball's Bluff, which I mentioned earlier? Mm. Did they call it First Manassas, Sharpsburg, or Second Bull Run? South call the battle the First Battle of Bull Run?
Double Jeopardy, Mike. A daily double.
The choices again, Ball's Bluff, First Manassas, Sharpsburg, or Second Bull Run.
What did the Union call it, did you say?
The Union called it the First Battle of Bull Run.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
First Manassas.
I'm going to go Second Manassas.
Pony? Third Manassas?
Third Manassas.
Of course. Mike O'Mara. I'm sorry. Correct. Oh. An incorrect buzzer for Oscar. Mike got it right. It was called First Manassas. The same town you used to live in. And this is the final question of our quiz.
Our final Jeopardy.
Our final question.
I wish I knew more.
I wish you did, too. Yes. What was the bloodiest day of the Civil War?
Oh, hands
down. The bloodiest battle of the Civil War. Was it Shiloh?
Give this one to Oscar first.
Okay. Yes. Again, I'll rephrase the question.
Yes.
What battle had the single bloodiest day of combat in the American Civil War? Was it Shiloh, Gettysburg, Antietam, or Cold Harbor?
If you have Cold Harbor, maybe people died of hypothermia.
Cold Harbor sounds like a brand of hoodie you would buy at Sears, doesn't it?
Or alcohol.
Delicious.
Yes.
The bloodiest day of combat in the American
Civil War. I'm going to go Gettysburg because that's where all the ghosts are.
They said the rivers ran red at Gettysburg. Mike.
Now, you would say Gettysburg was the most loss of life over the day, but I believe Shiloh was was the bloodiest day.
The bloodiest day of battle in the American Civil War was Antietam.
Antietam.
How dare you?
No.
But Mike, still a handy win. Woo! You know your Civil War history.
That was fun.
If you want to ask me about the Mexican-American War, I can talk to you about that.
Oh, maybe when we discuss Cinco de Mayo, we can discuss that.
Cinco de Mayo.
So would you like to start the program?
Oh, are we supposed to start the program?
We can start the program.
Do that on the bonus show, too? Yes. I can do that. Hold on. Let me do it. I'm getting it right now. Hold on a second. I'm here. Hold on. It's coming up. Come on now.
Just a moment,
so the
please.
Answer, do you want to ask me that question again?
What was the single bloodiest day of combat in the American Civil War?
No. Do I want to start the show?
Oh, do you want to start the show?
No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I dated this girl for a while, and she was really a nasty freak. She just loved to get down with sex all the time. She was like, any time of day, she was like, yeah, let's go. I'm so nasty. And I'd be nailing her.
Oh, shit.
She'd be like, oh, you're nailing me. Cool.
She talked dirty to you?
Oh, she loved the dirty talk. Totally into it. She'd be like, yeah, let's screw. I want to fuck. God, it was so dirty.
So what were the titties like, bro?
Yeah, describe her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she had great tits. They were nice. You know, when you grab a woman's breast and it's, and you feel it and it feels like a bag of sand when you're touching it.
Bag of sand?
You know what I mean. Why don't we just play? Why don't we just deal the cards?
What are you talking about?
Have you ever felt a breast before, man?
Yes.
Dude, are you gay?
No, I'm not gay. I've been with tons of women.
I touched a guy's balls at Hebrew school once.
Dude, it's not a big deal. You like to fuck guys. I'm cool. I got friends that fuck guys in jail.
No, I'm not gay. No, I've borked a lot of women in my day.
You borked?
Yo, answer this question. Are you a virgin?
Yeah, not since I was 10.
It all makes sense. You're a virgin.
I am. Shut up.
How does that happen?
That makes so much sense, man. Like, he's a virgin.
You guys are hilarious.
All right. Come on, don't be mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm trying to help the partner out. I'm trying to say I want to get you laid, dude. I understand what's going on.
You guys
here,
are right? So up your asses.
From now on, your dick is my dick. I'm getting you some pussy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Hour.
Nameberry, you called in to the Thursday show this week.
I did, Rob. Anyway, it's great to have you with us on the bonus show. You people support this bonus content, and it keeps our little engine running, and we are very, very grateful. We've got a special Kentucky Derby edition of the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. Lots of fun. Do you have what's that trumpet call that they use?
The call to the post?
Ladies and gentlemen, the horses are at the track.
Anyway, you could do that. You could totally do that.
I mean,
you could call the races.
Oh, calling a race is tough.
Yeah, you could do that.
The horses are at the track. The horses are at the track. And it's the beast out of the gate. There goes the beast, followed by the bitch, the shell, too hot to trot, and top bombing. Yes, sirree. They make the first turn, and it's Speedy Gone Garlic. Speedy comes around there. Sofa Can Fast, Snail Trail, and Slip and Slide. Uh-oh. They make their way down the front stretch, and it's Slimeball, Shelly, Shaken, Stevens, and Sally. Yes, sirree. They're coming around the first corner. No, I'm sorry. It's the second corner, and it's Ivana Humpalot taking the lead right now next to Orange Derves. Yes, sirree, coming by is Harry Balls. Harry Balls makes a move outside of Firestarter, and it's Flashy and Fast as Fuck. Fast as Fuck coming around the corner. It's Dick and Clear. Dick and Cider, Dick and Clear, both with the big lead coming around. Mark to Escargot. Yes, sirree, Mary Hinge coming around the corner, and there they are. It's Always Comes First, followed by Dick and Cider. Always Comes First and Dick and Cider. And Annie Rection coming down there. It's Annie Rection, Dick Insider, and Balls, Harry Balls coming in. Anita Dick backing around the corner. It's Annie Rection, and Dick and Balls, and Dick Insider. There we go.
Well done. Well done.
I don't know why.
I don't know if any of those horses are in the Derby. A lot of them still race at Laurel, though.
I didn't mention Bend Over.
Do they still have that herpes outbreak for horses?
Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last year. It was on epidemic level.
God, that's scary. Yeah. That's very scary.
Nothing worse than a herpetic horse.
I used to do commercials when I had my own recording studio, and I was a freelance commercial producer.
Yeah.
I did radio commercials for Laurel Racetrack and Free State Raceway, and this guy...
Could you nail the Rosecroft contract?
No, Rosecroft, I don't think he owned Rosecroft.
Okay, same guy owned both?
Frank DeAngelis, I think, was the guy's name.
Okay.
Bigger Than Life, this big kind of hey,
yeah.
And he made me drive out there, play the spot on a cassette, and then drive back home and redo it, and then come back out. That's how I did. I worked my ass.
Oh my god, he wouldn't let you do it over the phone,
like for $250 or something like that.
A lot of money back then.
I used to do a lot of commercials like that. I did Subway spots way back when too. Local franchisees.
And Jerry's. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry's was later. Jerry's wanted me to do... I never understood why I didn't get more work from Jerry's, because Jerry's had me do, I think, Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
I did that.
You could have done the
Jerry's.
Obama one as well.
I could have done that. Could have done Obama.
That hack, and, whoever did that.
Yeah, I hated that. Thank you, Oscar. Oscar's blaming me. Anyway, thank you. Yeah, that's right. They're all hacks. I could have been a contender.
And didn't you also have dealings in that era in your life, Seasons of a Man's Life? Didn't you have dealings with... the Amish?
I did the Pennsylvania Dutch Farmers Market on
that's
the Eastern
right,
Shore.
That's
and
right.
They would only pay in cash, and they were fantastic.
Yeah. Cash they or cookies.
It was amazing because they were like regular business people, and you drive out there and have a meeting with them, and then they'd say, thank you, that sounds great. And they give you a big wad of cash.
Yeah.
I loved
it. Or then, do you want to be paid in cash or apple butter then?
You couldn't get there after sunset, though.
No, not sunset. And I would say, nice beard, nice beard. And they made great stuff. Pennsylvania does. I don't know if it's still there. It might still be there on the Eastern. Maybe not.
Could
maybe
be. No. Don't know.
It probably is,
it.
Mike.
Do you know when
it
you go to the beach
is.
And they've got those?
Oh yeah, all the wood
malls,
furniture. Yeah.
That massive. It's Pennsylvania. Yeah. I think they're still there.
I've seen swing sets.
Oh yeah.
I've seen rocking chairs.
Yeah, they work with wood.
Oh, and there's a couple good golf cart places on the way. My dad always slows down and says, hey, the new carts are out.
Oh, by the way, mine blew up. I didn't even mention it on the show.
What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, we took the little guy out for a ride, and I haven't been using it because I don't play golf. And
right.
We get to the railroad tracks. I said, all right, Michael, tell me to go. And he goes, go. And I go, and you hear this, and it just died. And there's plenty of juice getting to it, but it died. So I don't know, and I'm not inclined to call the people that, the rapists that, that'll be $750 just to breathe on it, you know?
So did you just leave it on the railroad track?
No, Carla pushed it with the car back into the garage.
Oh, that's sweet.
I've got to start paying attention to my show prep a little more. This would have been good like the day after it happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking, you know? Instead of talking about healthcare, maybe I can fucking, you know, do something.
You can do a golf cart manifesto.
Yeah, I might save that for my show. But this is your show.
Yeah,
this is
your show.
This is Rob Spona's show.
So you were talking about the Kentucky Derby, Mike.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful event yearly.
Both are Kentucky Colonels. I'm sorry to cut you off, Rob.
That's quite all right. Anytime you want to talk about some of my many accomplishments, feel free. And that means that someday Mike and I could go down and actually secure seating.
Secure.
At the Derby.
Yeah.
I have not yet infused my simple syrup.
It's zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-dah, and yes, but not yes. Woody's Whippet coming around the... I'm sorry. Go ahead. All right.
So I've not made my syrup yet. Will you have a julep at your party? I do like making
a julep. I don't know.
Julep.
It's a fish fry that I'm going to. It's a...
Oh,
that's
a
what it's
fish
called.
Fry?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
and
like
unfortunately, the
we very were... Old very Southern. Parties, very Southern.
Very old Hollywood.
We were invited to two parties, and one of the guys had to cancel because his dad's ill, and that's very unfortunate, but we're going to one, and I've never been to it, and...
By the way, would you in any manner of speaking call a fish fry old Hollywood?
Yeah.
As Oscar just did.
Like Gidget on the beach. No,
now, you're thinking.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no,
I like it.
Then you're both.
Clam bake.
You're both stupid.
Clam bake.
Clam bake is what you're thinking.
Not all seafood.
Fish fry is a kind of thing, and actually, you know, Horny Bob Spiewak's wife, Kathy, comes from, I believe, Lexington, Mississippi, which is extraordinarily in the deep south. And once a year, they will do a fish fry that involves actually a big outdoor kettle of hot oil, like you would fry a turkey.
Yes.
And they fry fish all day. It's a huge deal. It's a big southern thing.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not, I don't know if it's going to be a derby party, like where the women wear the sundresses
and
all
the
that
hats.
Type of stuff.
It's all about hats.
I think it's going to be, I get the impression, I never know. I've only gone out with this guy once. He's the father of Carla's buddy. And, the girl, the lady that Carla hangs out with, and he's a really, really nice guy. And it's like, you know how I know this guy? He's all, over all the years I've been down here, he's the one that remembers my name. He's one of two guys
that
I would go by for a year, and I'd come back, and he'd remember my name.
Hi, Mike.
Very, very nice. Yes.
That's always nice.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
It really does. It means
it's the little
I'm looking
things.
Forward to going to his house, and I think the thing is the party starts at 5:30, so I think this is going to be a drink-a-thon.
Yeah.
I think this is kind of a nighttime party.
That's close to post time.
Party.
I think I could be coming in Monday and telling you that I was up till the wee hours. But I don't know, so we'll have to wait and see.
I hope they have the TV on, Mike, so you can turn on NBC and listen to Tom Hammond talk about all the wonderful things at the 143rd Run for the Roses at Churchill
There's
Downs.
One horse that I have to bet this year. I have to bet the one horse, and that is Irish War Cry.
Irish War Cry is... number 17 in the post position right now.
Yeah. And do you know what the Irish War Cry is, by the way? Well, I can use the reverb.
Yeah, here, okay. Right?
I'll have another. That's the Irish show.
Actually, he's not a bad bet. He's going off at 8-1. His jockey, I believe it is his jockey, or is that his trainer? His jockey is named Rajiv Marag.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's lion-esque, if you know what I mean.
I think I do.
Yes.
I do believe he might be out with Richard Parker.
Slumdog Millionaire
type
of guy.
You wanted to talk about the Derby for what? You just do our analysis?
Yeah, do our analysis and pick our horses so we know
who
wins.
What is the jockey's name on Irish War Cry?
Rajiv Marej.
Yes. Just like Black Stallion. Right.
He won three in a row to start his career, then ran poorly in the Fountain of Youth before bouncing back in the Wood Memorial. He's going off at 8-1.
You go slow at the start, and then when we get to the last two furlongs, you turn it on.
Turn it on.
My name isn't Rajiv Malik.
How many rupees do you think he's getting paid?
How many rupees will you bet?
Let me look at the list. What do we have? Don't mind.
The horses are names. At the gate. It's Irish war cry making a really. I was hoping that I could ride a cow instead of a horse.
Can't eat the cow, Mike. Can eat the horse.
No, sir.
That's right. But I think that Irish war cry has the highest BSF in the field at 101.
What does that mean?
Whoa. That's the alcohol by volume.
No. ABV is that. Mike, this is actually designed by a Washington Post writer, and it has been embraced by the racing community. It's called the Byer Speed Figure.
Andy Byers.
Andrew Byers. That's right.
Andy Byers.
It is a rating.
I know Andy Byers. I went to school with Andy Byers.
He was an AU guy.
He was an AU guy. Saw him at the reunion for the Terrace, McDowell Terrace.
Is he older
than
you?
Andrew Byers. Andrew, he's my age.
Oh, wow.
Andrew Byers.
Byer.
Let me look
singular.
Him up. Byer. Let me make sure I got the right
the
guy.
The Byer Speed Figure, Oscar, is a rating assigned to every race by every horse in the United States and incorporated into the daily racing form based on past performances.
Ooh, I'm in. Okay. Give me who's got the most
B-E-Y-E-R,
foreign name?
B-E-Y-E-R, Rob Speedway?
B-E-Y-E-R.
Who's got the most foreign name?
As far as horse, trainer,
yes,
or
about
jockey?
Horse. You know the jockeys are all from elsewhere.
Let's see. I think number 12, Sonneteer.
Wrong guy. Totally different guy.
Sonneteer sounds foreign.
No, that's too feminine.
How about Taprit?
No, Taprit looks like he's on a no-fly list.
McCracken?
McCracken, Bill? No.
Phil Connors?
There's nothing else? What else? Give me all the names quickly.
All right, we
mind.
Got number one, Looking at Lee.
So I looked up Andrew Byers with an S.
Yes.
And I swear to God, I have to show you this.
What do you got?
This is what I got. Oh, I'm too attached to stuff, guys. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
Okay. The cord. I can't move my computer up. It's all naked men.
It's like a porn.
What kind
it's
of party
like
are you going
model.
To?
You know what that means, like Pony. He's looked at this before. That's your cookies talking, Mike.
Yes, sir.
And they've spilt them.
I love the fact that he kept saying,
yes.
It's Byers. I'm
yes,
sure
it's Byers with boners.
Yeah. Andrew Boners.
Yeah.
I'm trying now
Mike,
to send
it's
an
okay.
Email.
Sometimes you got to look to make sure.
That's right.
God damn mm-hmm. it.
Makes all you right, feel better.
Yeah,
snow.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Go ahead.
All right, Looking at Lee at number one. Number two, Thundersnow.
Ooh, I like
number
that.
Three,
powerful.
Fast and
kinda
Accurate.
Kind of like Thundersnow. What are the odds on Thundersnow?
Thundersnow is going off at 25-1. Good news, surged late to take the United Arab Emirates Derby. Bad news, no Derby horse has finished in the money after winning in Dubai.
Ooh, different old Dubai curse, Mike.
That's right, different racing climate.
Yes.
He is being ridden. His trainer is Saeed bin Suror.
All right, I've tried to email this Andrew Byers, and I can't.
Byer.
Look up Andrew Byers' images and see if Byer. You don't see this guy.
My
I'm talking about the other. I'm saying bitch. Byers is what I looked up, and I got a male model.
Let me look this up, Mike.
I don't know that Andrew Byer has done any modeling.
Byers. Yeah,
I got the wrong guy. I didn't go to school.
How'd you spell it? How'd you spell it, Mike?
B-E-Y-E-R-S.
Oh, okay, B-E-Y-E-R-S.
And look up images. It's the first thing that comes up. This guy's all over the place. And he likes to pull his pants down like right above his pubes.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, he's got that muscle? Oh, that muscle's hot.
Mm-hmm. Pony does that a lot.
All the time.
I wish I had that.
Like, Rob, here it is again.
I was like, stop that. Can you please check the computer?
Let me see your pelvic muscle.
Nod with one hand, Rob.
I dream of having that muscle one day before I die. I think that dream is dead.
Yeah, well, you could probably buy it. Amazon has everything.
So a little lipo?
I want to buy the Andrew Byers crotch muscle.
Byers. Images. Okay, here we go.
So, Rob, that guy was saying I went to school with. I totally blew it.
Byers.
I don't know what's going on.
It was Bryers.
Bryers or Byers.
Byers?
See, I don't get naked dudes, Mike. That's weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Mike's autocomplete.
Yeah, I get no naked dudes. I don't know what to tell you.
And when Mike types Andrew Byers into his...
I'm surfing male porn all day long.
When you Google that, your autocomplete indicates something different.
Oh, this guy's a dreamboat.
Is he?
Look at this guy.
Oh, Matty, look, like this. Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, look at this. You stream.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I'm really freaked out now because I don't remember the guy that I went to school with.
That guy's
Washington Post
pubic muscle is the biggest I've ever seen.
Hey, you know, we've got a lot of episodes. Have we ever really used the word pubic muscle?
Not at all.
That can't be natural. That's got to be HGH all over it.
That's hormones,
right?
Yes. That's
I need some of that.
Hormones.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need.
What are we doing with the Kentucky Derby?
Horses.
We're making our picks right now.
This guy is not safe for work. Let me tell you.
No, but cancel his internship.
Hey, is that a horse or a man?
Uh-oh.
Oscar just bet a $4 on this guy to place.
Is that a horse or a man? Tony Boy. Tony Boy just like it. It's like he waits for the bonus show all week long to give me the funniest line about this guy.
It's not that, Mike. Is that he needs until 11:30 for the meds to kick in.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'd love to have those abs. Those
number three, great. Mike, well, you do have a birthday coming up.
Yes. That's funny, too.
We'll see. I know we said no more presents, but we'll see.
Look what I got, Carla. Oh, let's go into the bedroom. Right.
But that's all the right. problem, because how do you wrap a pubic muscle?
Oh, yeah, man. That's
like a gift bag?
Yeah.
It's over the pubic bone. Kind of makes my blood turn cold when we talk about that. It's kind of.
And, Mike, it's actually located above what I like to call the gift bag.
All right, move on.
At number three, fast and accurate, going off at 50-1. Any of these
That's
names?
That's a shitty name for a horse.
50-1.
And you know, this
fast
is
sad.
Fast
and accurate. Okay, well, good. Well, you're going to fucking lose.
What's great is the one sentence description when they really break down what the horse is. A slow horse. Whose
fast
only career start
is a slow horse.
On
That's
dirt
great.
Was a fifth place finish at a mile. Untrapped is going off at 40-1.
Wait. The fast and accurate description is a red flag for me, because it's like
it's opposite day.
Yeah, they just don't want you to even think twice about it.
Right.
Does that make you think twice about it?
That's right.
And by the way, so the track at the Kentucky Derby, you either have grass or you have dirt.
It's
right?
dirt.
They run on,
it's dirt.
They run on dirt. Mm-hmm. So if one of the horses was resting before and was just lying down near the track where they all come out and it was dirt, wouldn't that horse be taking a dirt nap?
Would be.
Sorry. It's the bonus show. That's when I.
But horses sleep standing up, Mike.
Yes.
Do they really?
Yes.
Yeah. I think they lay down when they're ill.
Actually, if they lie down too long, the mass of their body could actually hurt their
Suffocate
internal
them.
Organs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damage their organs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
like
they have
the pubic bone.
That's why when you see
a horse with a great pubic muscle
or hot to trot, the horse is always sleeping standing up.
You mean the movie with Bobcat?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Oscar, look at this is when he is a clown. Look. That he loved Hot to Trot.
He really He's did.
Oh, it's a classic.
Oh, it is so far from a classic.
Are you kidding me? When he moves him into the penthouse and he throws a party. It's so much fun.
That's not even Bobcat's best movie.
I love Bobcat.
Well, I do too.
Bobcat Goldway. Yeah, I knew him.
Police Academy.
Well, in the day, back in the
You
day,
put him on television.
Hot to Trot.
Yeah, absolutely. Bobcat Goldway. Warm tap. Warm
you know,
tap
he's
is a, what he
to He's actually a successful television producer now.
Yeah.
Very successful.
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing a really, really great job with that. And, all I remember about Bobcat is backstage he wanted warm tap.
Yeah. My type of guy.
No, that's a no good. And number four, Mike, maybe you want to bet on Untrapped at 40-1. And
nope.
He had a good sire, Trap Shot. Number five, Always Dreaming, 5-1. Now,
that's
this is a favorite.
Favorite. That's the favorite. Always
just
Dreaming.
One more Hot to Trot reference. Do you remember the stock?
Stop that, the music.
That the horse bet on. He initially said the dog food is awesome.
You're asking like anyone in this room remembers that fucking piece
sorry.
Of crap movie. What was the stock that he bet
India
on?
Oats. India Oats.
Buy, sell. Buy,
sell.
Buy,
sell.
The stuff. You could give him Hot to Trot and like every Adam Sandler movie and then throw a Transformers and he's got the perfect weekend at home when he's sick.
If he does that, he's going to have a bulging pubic muscle. Hey, Mike, can we blow off the Kentucky Derby this weekend, you and me get together and watch Teen Wolf.
Oh, Teen Wolf another classic.
Not a classic.
Yes.
Is that a horse, Teen Wolf?
No, it's Michael J. Fox.
It's Michael J.
Prime.
Fox. Mike,
is,
he turns.
Is Always Dreaming the last horse, or are you moving on to another thing?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Always
here?
Dreaming was the last horse. This has a 5-1
lead. Did you just segue without even letting us know, or what?
No. I mean, he's the one that keeps talking about Bobcat.
India.
Were you just putting Teen Wolf in as a crappy movie?
Yeah, I was trying to see his
That doesn't work because Teen Wolf isn't a comedy.
Yeah,
Teen Wolf is a comedy.
It's a teenage
coming of age.
It was intended to be a comedy. I didn't get a lot of belly laughs out of it.
If you were gonna do that, I would say did anybody reference Shakes the Clown yet?
I like Shakes the Clown.
I'm not familiar.
You like
with
Shakes the Clown?
I liked it a lot.
That was another Bobcat movie.
Was
right?
I gotta check that out.
It was
on
his. It was a vanity project for him. Hey, you know what? He fucks Florence Henderson in that movie.
Does he really?
Yes.
The late Florence Henderson.
The late Florence. I don't think it's related, though.
Or did Shirley Jones? Which one passed away?
Florence Henderson died.
Florence Henderson passed away.
Mm-hmm. She's taking the dirt nap.
There. Now we can start again.
All right. Go ahead. At number six, State of Honor, 30-1.
Can you start with the horses again, please?
Yeah, from the front.
Just go right down the. How many fucking horses are in this
race? Well, it's a
race?
Huge field. It's a 20-horse field. That's the way.
20 horses.
Yes, that's always. It's always 20 horses at least in the Derby, and then they pare it down for the other jewels of the Triple Crown.
The one thing this year is that they don't have like your go to that everybody thinks is going to take the Triple Crown.
Well, no, Classic Empire is the favorite for this race, but I don't think they're thinking it can go Triple Crown because they're three very different races, and I don't even know.
I just hope the party has some wagering. I hope the party has a little wagering.
You know what you should do? You should phone ahead and say, "Is there going to be wagering? And if not, you'd like to organize a pool
because you want." Bring cash.
No, I won't.
Cash
I won't
money.
Do that. I'm not a pool organizer.
Why not? It's so easy.
Why would you give him more work? He wants a drink.
Well, a pool is so easy. All right.
Why don't you go down there, fly down there, and set that up for him?
Haven't been invited.
See, Rob would love to organize the pool. I would hate to organize the
Does
pool.
The organizer get a spiff?
That is a massive difference between our personalities because you would like to do it. Because you, just like when you like to bring the crazy games into poker.
Yeah.
Why would you even bring that up
Fast
here?
Eddies.
All
because
it is.
Because you like to be the circus
you
master
like the action.
For that. I just like to gamble.
He just likes the bet.
Mike, the fun.
The betting man.
Is in the rules. The fun
the
is
rules.
In the organization.
All right, Mom.
Right.
No,
right.
The rules are in place to make the game more fun.
No, the rules blow.
No,
you'd be a good bookie. You actually would be a very good bookie.
No, he wouldn't. He'd lose, and they wouldn't pay him.
Someone would beat me up in no time.
Yeah.
They'd break your leg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, where's... I broke my leg through clumsiness, though.
Yes.
Simply through clumsiness.
All right, now let's go through, and I will hit a dinger after each horse and give us the field again. And
all right, I'll start at, I'm going through the post positions,
really
1
fast.
Through 20, and actually,
just names and odds.
I will give you the names and the odds. Number one, go. Looking at Lee, 30-1. Number two, Thundersnow, 25-1. Number three, Fast and Accurate, 50-1. Number four, Untrapped, 40-1. Number five, Always Dreaming, 5-1. Number six, State of Honor, 30-1. Number seven, Gervin, 12-1. Number eight, Hence, 15-1. Number nine, I Rap, 20-1. Number 10, Gunavera, 8-1. Number 11, Mike, you like this, Battle of Midway, 25-1. Number 12, Sonneteer, 40-1. Number 13, J-Boy's Echo, 30-1. Number 14, Classic Empire, 4-1. Number 15, McCracken, 8-1. Number 16, Taprit, 25-1. Number 17, Irish Warcry, 8-1. Yeah. You have OTB down there, don't you?
Off-track betting. Yes, we do. At the dog track's having a big derby day with a prime rib buffet.
Nice. 1999. Can't beat it.
That's right. Yeah,
I could roll over there. I could roll over there and lay down a bet, a real bet.
Yeah.
And then come back to the party because the party doesn't start till 5:30.
Hey, Gunavera, 8-1. Does that mean if I put $10 down, I get $80 back?
Put $10 down, you get $80.
But these are the odds now. This could change due to the betting day up.
As it moves.
Exactly. Number 18, Gormley, 15-1.
Oh, we've got that horse. Bring Gormley.
Oh, is Gormley here? Hey, Gormley.
Hello, dear friends. I'm Gormley.
How you doing?
I don't know. I just felt like doing that voice.
Number 19, Practical Joke, 15-1.
All right, let's bring Practical Joke.
Practical Joke is coming in now.
All right, how you doing? All right. How's it going? Hey, shake my hand, will you? I got a big race coming up. Shake my
there
hand. You
want to
do that?
Put it there. Hey!
Right. Hey, Practical Joke. Thank you very much. All right.
How does he even hold that on a hoof? Number 20, final horse. Number 20, Patch, 20-1.
Patch Adams.
Here comes Patch.
Anything you want to ask of Patch? Come on over here, Patch.
Ooh.
Go ahead. Any questions?
Yes. Yeah. Patch, if you don't mind, are you...
I can't see the room. What am I doing?
He's wearing...
I am so goofy today.
One blinder. He is wearing one blinder.
My only race left.
If you... if you place a bet at OTB...
if you... It's on the other aisle.
Yeah, so he'd run right into the rail.
Yeah.
Thump.
There we go.
Arr,
Do you like? Who do you like in the Derby, Rob?
You know what? I don't like that favorite. I like Always Dreaming.
Oh.
I thought Always Dreaming was the favorite.
It was the favorite is Classic Empire.
Yep.
At
Classic Empire is right now at 4-1.
4-1 as opposed to Always Dreaming at 5-1 and Irish Warcry at 7-1. Is that what Irish Warcry
Was at 8-1.
8-1 Okay.
So here's what, you know what, what your smartest bet would be at OTB if you really want to make some money is try to do a box exacta where you take one of the favorites and you pair it with your Irish war cry. Say it is Irish war cry is 17 and you go with, say, Always Dreaming number 5. You can bet $4, a $4 box for, you know, $2 will cost you $4. If they finish first and second or second and first, you still win. And it the money can get exponentially big if you get the exacta.
Ooh, that's smart.
What is the, okay, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, we got to chat offline.
So if I put down, if I had $25 to bet.
Right.
And I bet a box, is it a box exacta or a box trifecta? Box
well, a trifecta, or as Big Daddy, bless his heart, used to say a trizacta. We could never get him to say trifecta. a box trifecta is 3 horses. And then you're really looking for trouble because
and
there's a lot of stuff you can do.
A free box of wine.
So a box trifecta, if I did, but you, so you would say the box exacta?
I would go with the exacta, yeah. And you could do.
And I could bet like 4 different exactas.
And then you'd have a boom box. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you pick 2 horses.
like if I bet three box exactas.
At $2, that's 12 bucks.
That's a lot of base.
What if I did $30 if I bet three $10 box exactas?
Don't do that.
Yeah, you
know,
could
I'm
do
a degenerate.
That.
I'm a degenerate. I don't want to get a $2. You win $12. I want to win.
You could do that. I mean, if you put a $5 bet and you box, it costs you $10. And like, so it would be like a, it could be 5-17 or 17-5.
Yeah. What you should do, Mike, is FaceTime Rob when you're at the track and he'll tell you exactly what to do.
Yes.
Can I do that on Saturday?
Yeah, technology.
Saturday,
will allow
I'll
you
be
to
there.
That,
yeah, I'll be there.
All right, I'll just you'll be where?
At home on FaceTime.
We're on Earth, on planet
Earth.
Planet Earth. Is that what it is?
What I meant to say is I will be available to you.
You're going to be at the dog track in Naples on Saturday?
Well, Mike, you said prime rib.
All right, prime rib buffet. Yeah. Oh man, when I love
get Southwest on the phone.
Can I ask a dumb question?
You always
you sure
do.
Can.
Oh, you guys are dicks. What's a prime rib?
A prime rib. Is,
because I know what a filet is.
It is. Yeah. It
I know
is
what a New
meat,
York strip is.
It is the meat off of the rib of the cow.
Yeah, but okay. So tear out the cuts of steak for me. All right. But like, what's the most expensive? What makes it great? Because I know the filet is the most expensive. Always.
Tenderloin filet.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's the tenderloin.
I do love a New York strip
as
well.
The strip. That's
yes.
The New York
well,
strip.
If you get a T-bone, what you're getting is a bone separating the strip and the filet.
Okay.
They're on both sides.
So you're essentially getting both.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And that's the same. Isn't that the same with a porterhouse?
Yeah. Porterhouse right? is like a T-bone, a preferred T-bone, a like the best part of the T-bone.
The best
steak.
New York strip.
The best New York, it'll have the best meat on it. Now, the prime rib is a large, almost like roast portion that they will cook in one piece and then serve sliced. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the prime rib, Pony, you're nodding approvingly. Am I right so
yes.
far? The prime rib is a fattier cut.
It is, and that's why
it's a classic roast beef preparation. It is made from the beef rib, primal cut, usually roasted with the bone in and served with a simple pan sauce.
So mm-hmm. if my mom put a full, I guess that's what my mom put into my luggage is that one time I was flying back to Arizona when I had
sure.
steaks on a plane.
Steaks on a plane.
Literally.
Yes.
Because I was fly back quickly when we were doing radio in Phoenix, she, and without my knowledge, had cooked a prime rib.
Oh, no.
And put it in my luggage. So when I went through security, they pulled me to the side and they opened it up and I looked at what was a prime rib in my
Did
luggage.
Did she at least wrap it in
covered
foil?
Covered in foil and in a big, like wrapped in plastic. It just looked foreign and like I was
it
doing
looked
something
like a
shady.
Bomb.
Yeah, it yeah. looked like a bomb.
It looked like a
it
bomb.
It was a meat
and,
bomb, Mike.
The lady
they
looked,
said, this is a large cooked pubic muscle.
By the way, the prime rib, if you're asking specifically, it is the roast or steak cut from the 7 ribs immediately before the loin.
Oh, that wasn't. Gross. It might have not been a prime. It might have been a full filet. A full filet.
Oh, a beef tenderloin.
A beef tenderloin. That's
I
what
bet
it was.
Beef
tenderloin.
I bet she
yes.
got it at Giant.
Yeah, she
got it
at Giant.
Begunte. Right.
Yeah, pulled it home. And I remember telling
cut off the
TSA
silver
agent,
skin and roasted that fucker.
I said, I'm so sorry. My mom's foreign. I didn't know she put the whole tray of meat in my luggage. And she just started laughing. She said, go on. I understand.
Oscar said,
oh, you got lucky.
My yeah. mom yes. got a great deal on a full tenderloin.
I will tell you something.
Family
if
dollar
my mom
steak.
Did that, though, Once you got it home, I bet you ate that.
Oh, I ate all week like a king.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, so did my roommates. They're like, whoa.
Yeah,
thanks
terrific
for bringing
beef.
It
That's
over.
That's a good deal.
It's really nice.
It's like my mom's brownies. She would send them to me at American University, and they would arrive, and by the second semester, they knew when that would happen, and they would be friggin' gone.
Yeah.
They would
yeah, you mean you're them. The people that also lived on the terrace?
Yeah, the terrace, yeah. The terracites would just go down and grab them. They'd grab them. They were fantastic. I still got to figure out who Andy Beyer is.
Yeah, he's got great pubic
muscles.
You were so
clear about it.
He wasn't eating
brownies. You said that the guy you spoke to at the reunion was a Washington Post guy. So it has to be him.
I don't know, though, because Byers. The guy that I saw was not the guy.
Maybe
that
he's
I saw.
An ice cream magnet.
Oh, magnate like the Gifford Byers. Family?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I'm looking him up right now. I'm going to find him. I swear to God I will. But go ahead.
All right. Yes, please. All right. We need to find out ASAP.
So, Mike, yeah, we'll talk on Saturday about your exact. Yes. I think that's the best. I think if you were to bet on one horse, you would feel, you know, kind of weird about it. Unless you bet the horse to place, then you get some money back if he comes in third, second, or first.
Yeah. And why not bet both?
Well, you can bet it across the board.
Bet it all, Mike.
It's called betting across the board, Oscar.
Ooh.
$2 to win, $2 to show, $2 to
play. I like the trifecta because there's such a tremendous payoff.
And it sounds
huge.
It sounds I want to say highbrow. Like when
trifecta.
You're when you're like, "Oh, what'd you get into? What kind of action?"
If you want to go crazy, do a quinella, which is five horses.
Whoa. Hush your mouth.
Quinella is like hardly ever pays.
No, it never does. It can't.
It never does. But a quinella would pay you tens of thousands of dollars.
Let me put it to you this way, buddy. If you hit the quinella, we might run best of on Monday.
Whoa. Now you want
and
it.
Particularly if one of the horses, it just takes one long shot in there to really mess it up and drive the money up. So that's very
Like in basketball, if you've got not a trifecta, but if you've got I forget what type of bet it is.
Triple, triple, triple?
Well, you basically, for the March Madness, I just remember walking down Caesars thinking that my friend had won a ton of money, and one game messed it up, and he was already counting the $2,000 or a grand that he thought he was going to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One game
how much does
ruined it.
Pay?
Oh, there we go,
quinella
Mike. Pays. Get into the big money, the impossible
money.
All
right, so the cost of a box quinella depends on how many selections are included to fill the first two places. If three horses are selected, the quinella will cost $3. If four horses, $6. Five equals 10. Betting is such a... It's just a business, like anything else.
It's the parimutuel betting system. That's why the more people bet, the lower the odds go. They'll always win.
You know, for a guy who doesn't gamble, Rob, you know a lot about it.
I gamble.
You do?
Sure.
When?
I grew up playing cards with my family. I snuck into a casino when I was 16.
Okay, no, but I guess you have controlled gambling. I saw you at MGM. You spent maybe $200,
yeah,
right?
And I'm not going to go crazy. The secret to gambling is not giving it all back.
By the way, we got so excited hearing Rob's gambling story, and Carla's listening to the show again.
God bless no.
You, thank you very much. She heard your gambling story, and so we were driving down just to have lunch somewhere, and we came up and said, Immokalee Road, is that the one that goes to the casino? And she gets this little glint in her eyes.
Yeah.
And guess who fended her off?
Shut it down?
We're going to lunch. We're not going to go to that
place. How did it feel? Did it feel weird? Did it feel foreign?
It felt like the same way. Here's what it was. There was a moment of sadness that you're sitting there. You're not going to be able to have your fun. But then after that, you forget it. And you've made the right decision. And it's a smart thing to do.
And you don't have that sadness walking out.
Yeah.
You don't have
that
depression.
Sadness.
Yeah.
I probably lost $100 at that MGM. And we had a great time at that Sarah Silverman show. And I remember that $100 weighed on me probably for 2 days. I said, that was so stupid. I didn't even have to do that.
I had the biggest win of my life that night, and still the one thing that stayed with me when I resort the day in my head is when my dad, first time on a slot machine, looked at me and said, "That's it?" I said, "What do you mean that's it?" He says, "You mean the money's gone?"
Yeah, that's
I said,
it.
"Yeah, you can put more in." He's like, "Do you have change for a 20?"
It's insane. It's insane. I'll be up there in a week. All right, looking forward to it. Yeah.
So let us know what you pick, and I think an exacta is the way to go.
Exacta.
I'll go with an exacta. I'll take your advice.
That way that way your
Irish war cry and always dreaming in the exacta.
Oh God, that'd be good. That'd be excellent.
That's what I'll do.
Do it.
I'll do that.
Now, I also, before we get out of here, I wanted to show you the hottest toy in America. And
I'm ready.
I do believe that my son Robert was at the head of this trend because he got this 2 weeks ago.
He's a tastemaker.
He said, "Dad, I need to go two, yeah, trendsetter.
Don't answer. Don't always answer. Just let it lay there. God.
He said
it's a disease. You have a. Did you see that pony? That's the classic example of it right there.
It really
did you see
is.
That? He couldn't. It was a funny line, and then we chuckled, and you had to respond. Donald, don't do that. Don't. Just let it happen,
quack,
baby.
Quack.
Come on.
So, now Robert.
He's being now he's being.
No,
quiet.
So, Robert.
Killer line.
Robert said. About 2 weeks ago, Dad, I need a ride to 7-Eleven, which means, of course, everything in the house has to stop. I mm-hmm. said, why do you need to go to 7-Eleven? He says, I got to buy a spinner. I said,
at least he's not saying beer.
That's true. 612. They sell liquor.
I said, what is a spinner? And then he goes into perfect eighth grade. I might as well have been born in a third world country, control of the English language. He says, well, it's like a thing, and you hold it, and you like this, that. I said, fuck it. And so we just went to 7-Eleven.
It's a spinner?
It's called a fidget spinner.
A fidget spinner, and you can get it at 7-Eleven?
As a matter of fact, that's where most of the kids got it originally. Now they're available all over the place online in cheap knockoffs, but Robert has the original. Mike, this is the fidget spinner. Pony, will you show it to him?
Pony,
close to the camera.
Fanawake that thing for us.
And it's got perfectly balanced bearings. And okay. Show them how it spins. You hold it, and it just spins. And kids do this all day
Pony,
long.
You could be a Barker Beauty the way you do that.
Oh, a fidget spinner.
You know, Shannon has one of those at home. I thought
Seriously?
That was like a sex toy.
Yeah, well.
Is that like the modern-day stress ball?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. It was designed by this lady, and I actually have the year
oh,
that
no,
she did
she's got
it.
Some serious origin story. I hate this lady.
Oh, she's horrible. She's talking about how she's not making any money on
yeah.
it because she designed it in the 1990s in an attempt to provide a product to help children and adults that would help calm nerves and ease stress. A doctor said...
Hold on. Shannon? This is not funny. And
no,
I can't
it's
believe
not.
What
That's
say.
Why
so
you're not laughing. Totally...
So Shannon has been stressed out so much in the world of yoga that...
Well, she says yoga.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah. But she has other factors at play.
We actually had a big talk about it. I said, why am I working so hard for you to be stressed out about yoga and running that studio? Like, mm-hmm. You don't even own it, right?
Yeah.
The next, and then we gave a pep talk.
Isn't yoga supposed to relax and center you?
Because she's running the business and running the business side because that's what she gets paid
she's
for.
She's like
over
those
there.
Kids
is
in Loudoun County.
Is she doing okay with it, though? Is everything
yeah, she's
right?
killing, but it's killing her. And for the $60,000 she gets paid a year, it's certainly not worth me coming home to a girl that looks stressed out, right?
It's like those kids in Loudoun County that took the Xanax and panicked. They're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
you don't take Xanax and panic.
Either way, I saw this toy.
Fidget spinner.
On the dresser, and I was like, another sex toy? And I literally walked away, but I imagine she was looking for stress-relieving yeah. material, and she bought one of these little things.
So
how much do they go for, Rob?
You know what? I think Robert, and he paid for it, but I think it was $14.
Oh, what a ripoff.
I know! God, and it was his cool. second one. He says, but Dad, this one glows in the dark. I said, fan.
Turn off the lights.
Do they and they make noise.
The
they said at school, they all every child has a fidget spinner, and the entire building hums like a giant white noise machine. Oh.
Yeah, it makes very little noise. Now, Julia, I said, we were driving last night, and I said, do people in high school have fidget spinners? And she goes, I hate them!
This is great, Rob.
And let me see it for a second.
I actually am intrigued by it. I'd like one.
I'm going to go ahead. I'll
Mike,
I'll
get
pop
one.
My mic a little
I'm gonna
bit.
I'm going to get one.
The good ones, Julia said the problem are the cheap ones are noisy.
The knockoff. Oh,
but okay. the real ones are quiet. Yeah, here we go. Everyone, shh.
Listen.
Silent.
Can you see his natural athleticism?
Yeah, just you hit the mic 10 times.
Can you see his natural dicknish?
Dicknish.
Dick-nish? Dick-nish?
Show name. Dicknish.
You mean dickishness?
No, Mike, I actually meant it as a compliment.
No.
You took it badly.
It's your fault.
Dicknish.
I did like
Dick-nish
that.
Dicknish was a comedian in the 1940s Catskills. You know?
He's, no, I,
and there was and it was a one name comedian too. Dicknish.
Dicknish.
He was kind of a he was a comedian, he was a magician, he was
hey,
a contortionist.
Guys, don't you think that little spinner right there, Mike, I'm sorry to cut you off.
I think it's a piece of shit.
I just got pissed off. You know why?
Why? Because I couldn't do it right?
No, not you. You rule.
Nice.
I'm mad that our kids need these things to deal with life.
Yep, absolutely.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
Suck it up. You got homework? It sucks. We all had to go through it.
Schools ban fidget toys.
Shocker.
As classroom distraction.
Lots of teachers are like posting pictures on Twitter and Instagram of their drawers full of these because they're confiscating them. The way they used to take away our yo-yos and chattering teeth.
I do want one of those just for fun.
Yeah.
Why did that lady get hoodwinked out of the rights?
She gave up the rights to the manufacturing, and they're making them now. Mm-hmm.
And they just hit like 10 years later and the patent's out, Jack.
Her quote is this. She says, "It takes money to make money, and to actually launch the product nationwide is often far beyond the reach for the original inventor. I guess the best thing is to actually have people buy your product. I'm still hopeful."
Loser!
Yeah, she blew it.
Yeah, she's dumb. Yep. She blew it. She had the opportunity and somebody snatched it. One of the Shark Tank guys came in.
No loser talk.
No loser talk.
That's right. No, let's go Caps.
She actually designed and hoped it would help kids with ADHD to focus.
Right. That's
and
Adderall.
Now all it's doing is distracting kids in school. It's become a distraction.
It's a little soothing. Yoga's more relaxing than that.
Now, Maddie, you're not seeing any of these on the college campus?
No, I haven't seen it.
Hey, do you see a lot of comfort dogs in class? I feel like college kids are doing that.
Yeah, we have dogs on the
because of the stress level?
Yeah, anxiety dogs.
Do the dogs have fidget spinners?
Yeah, of course they do.
I tell you, my anxiety, when I went to college, my anxiety dog was going to a bar.
Yeah,
that was my anxiety.
You had
dog.
Red Dog, Mike, the beer.
Red Dog. Oh, no. Wiedemann's. Yes. Wiedemann's.
Red Dog is a great shit beer that came after we got out of college. You know who was a big proponent of Red Dog? Rudy Martsky.
He liked Red Dog?
Well, I think he got a lot of it.
What was Red Dog?
Red Dog ruled. Mike, 1996 hit the market, especially. I remember.
Was it a Bud product?
It was a Beach Week product is what it was.
Oh, it was a shit beer.
And it would give you advice on every cap. It would give you some life advice.
You know what the advice is if you're drinking Red Dog? The advice should read, rethink your life.
I had a Red Dog poster on my wall as a kid, and my mom was like, what is that? I said it's some sort of soda, Mom. My foreign mom didn't even know it was a beer.
It was, Mike, it was such a big launch in the mid-90s, one of the times you guys sent me up in a blimp, I was in the Red Dog blimp.
Red Dog blimp?
Yeah, I was in it.
Oh, man, I'm so jealous.
Oh, there it is, Red Dog. It's like a malt liquor, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I think it was just a beer.
That was Zima. No,
Zima was a citrus-based malt.
But I remember Red Dog, a huge market.
Yeah, massive. I wish they brought it back.
Was it a Bud product? Was it made by Budweiser?
I'm not really concerned with that.
You don't
well,
care,
God forbid. Here, why don't you play with this?
Yeah, give me that thing.
Yeah, here you go.
I'm getting anxiety from
Miller.
About
it was a Miller problem.
Miller. Naturally. Yeah, it's Miller.
Miller.
But I do think at one point when we were running around with the Martskys back then, I looked in Rudy's garage and there was like 15 cases of Red Dog. So obviously some client hooked him up with it.
Right.
But it was just a
horrible
beer.
I never tasted
beer.
It. I don't think I ever had
I
a
remember
Red Dog
I was
beer.
I would hide the Red Dog beer, and this is when you know you don't know how to drink alcohol. As a kid, we would put it in the garage attic, not the refrigerator, not the refrigerator.
What's the hottest part of your house? Not even the attic that's above the house.
Yes.
The garage
attic. We put it
in
the garage attic.
Attic,
and
yeah.
Not the refrigerator.
No. Is it refrigerator?
Yes.
It's refrigerator.
Damn it.
Yes.
I can't get enough of foods that stay cold. I'm a refrigerator addict.
Refrigerator. Yeah, we would put it up there, and all summer we'd just bring down the beer hot and cool
sizzling
it down. Because we would hide all our...
Did you like the taste? I mean, how would it compare to like a Miller or a Budweiser?
It's all garbage.
Yeah, you know what I remember it, Mike?
It's
now,
all
the reason that I had the question, I think it was Miller's attempt to make a Budweiser tasting beer.
It was a little more bitter, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And because they made it red like the
that's my recollection of it. But then they had this blimp, and they sent me up in the blimp, and our engineer, Dan Ryson, threw up a bacon Swiss burger in the back seat of the blimp.
Really?
Yep.
Gross. You can't even open the window. Oh, you can't open the windows. They're all open.
Did Red Dog get replaced? Do they still make Red Dog?
I don't think so.
Look that
I think
up,
it's
Mike.
Gone. Take a peek. But I would like to tell the story is that was, I believe, the Red Dog blimp, my first of three trips in a dirigible, a rigid airship. And you
terrifying.
Guys,
I would never go up in one of those. I'm
the weird thing about a blimp is it feels more like a boat than anything that's up in the air because of the air, the temperature changes. It has that sort of seasick type feeling. And we were up there with a MARTI unit so we could broadcast to WJFK. This is probably 95
that's
or so.
That's when radio stations were still cool.
And I remember, and I will never forget this, We were right above the Mormon Temple on Georgia Avenue, right at the on the Beltway with the huge gold spires.
It'll pop the blimp.
And one of them, I was either you or Don, said, you know what would be fun? Because you're getting calls all
right,
through
we're
the show.
Calls as you're in the dirigible.
Yeah, and they said, you know what would be fun? And this was a crazy-ass pilot. He said, can you dive bomb the Mormon Temple?
Yeah,
and
I remember
he said,
that.
Yeah!
And that's when Dan Ryson lost it, right?
Yeah, it was a Hardee's Bacon Swiss Mushroom Burger.
And it came up?
And we reclaimed it.
Oh, my God. Mm.
But that was the least of our worries because I was staring at a gold spire about to go through my eye.
Yeah, but it didn't prevent you from leaning out the window and goes, hey, I'm in a dirigible just like the Nazis. Hey, Rob, I like to end the bonus show with Nazis. That's great. Well, that was interesting.
Oh, the comedy.
Bet your conscience.
Yes.
Yes.
On the Kentucky Derby, ladies and gentlemen. We want to appreciate everybody. You know what I'm saying.
We
thank
appreciate
you.
Hey, and happy
we appreciate it.
Cinco de Mayo, which is not Mexican Independence Day.
No.
That's wonderful. I got to go to the refrigerator and get a red dog.
Well, mine are up in the attic.
Very good.
Keep them warm. Keep them hidden.
Right above the garage. We'll take a break and see you
is
next
it
Monday, everybody. Have a good weekend. Go Irish War Cry.
Yes!
Irish War Cry.
Yeah!
If it wins, remember there'll be a happy Irishman down here.
Oh, Mike, also put a $5 side bet on the color of Bob Costas's hair.
Thank you very much. I've got brown. Anyway, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.